A Prayer to Thank God for His Sovereign Control. Written by Meg Booker. Read by Kelly Gibbons. He set the earth on its foundations, never to be moved. You covered it with the deep, like a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they hurried away. The mountains rose and the valleys sank to the place you appointed for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. They will never again cover the earth. Psalm 104:5-9. When my kids were little, I longed for a magical solution to cure all aches and boo-boos. The constant clamoring for band-aids, boo-boo bunnies, and mommy hugs was everyday life for a long time. Long after the initial hurt had passed, that little band-aid on their finger or on their knee would remind them for the rest of the day why they needed me, if only just to whine about what happened or to add pity to the pain. One day, I decided to use the clear, thick baby ointment that cures everything. Maybe this would be the magical cure-all solution. Clearing up a diaper rash is no joke, so I figured a paper cut should be a cakewalk for that stuff. I figured right, and they bought it. Problem solved. For a while. In the search to heal what ails us, there are plenty of worldly solutions claiming to right wrongs and undo hurts. But today's verse reminds us of God's sovereign healing. He secures the world. God set the borders of the ocean and the parameters of the sky, the depths of the ocean and the heights of the mountain ranges. The sun rises and the sun sets, day after day, dependably. Max Lucado wrote this about God's power and control. What controls you doesn't control him. What troubles you doesn't trouble him. What fatigues you doesn't fatigue him. Is an eagle disturbed by traffic? No, he rises above it. Is the whale perturbed by a hurricane? Of course not. He plunges beneath it. Is the lion flustered by the mouse standing directly in his way? No, he steps over it. How much more is God able to soar above, plunge beneath, and step over the troubles of the earth? As Matthew 19:26 tells us, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. We need each other for comfort, and we benefit from the medicine the earth provides, but neither is as powerful as his sovereign hand of love. It is a love Jesus died for on the cross so that we may come to him and be healed, over and over again. When solutions seem senseless, look to him. Let's pray. Father, we praise you for the delicate way you powerfully align our lives to your creation. Thank you for the waters and the mountains that remind us of you. Forgive us for overlooking your presence in every aspect of our lives, and bless us to notice and give you glory, for you are our healer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.